from the Guanabats, you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa, good evening. Hey, you know what we need on these mics? We need tights.
Tights.
We need tights, don't we?
Yeah.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And as usual, we haven't quite got the kit right in the Highwayman's Lodge.
Not really.
That we were expecting. But we have, however, decided that you're staying over in the Highwayman's Lodge tonight, Tony, aren't you? Because you're a little bit scared of Dick Turpin hanging around, what with all your psycho pounds in your back pocket. Actually, more of psycho pounds later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So you've decided to stay over, which is brilliant, because it means that we can drink vodka and lashings of ginger beer.
It's cheeky.
How terribly... Yeah, I said, this is a sock knocker offer. You took a big glug out of it and went, oh, cheeky. Starting to think you might be a bigger drinker than me, young man.
Ah, young man.
On this week's show...
Yes.
We have a competition.
Okay.
A competition to win a t-shirt. A competition to win a t-shirt by a band. A competition to win a t-shirt by a band I've been wanting to play for ages. A competition to win a t-shirt by a band I've been wanting to play for ages, so we also have an interview with the lead singer of. A competition to win a t-shirt by a band I've been wanting to play for ages, who, what to say after that?
We've also got an interview with the lead singer.
Who we also got an interview with the lead singer, and it's the Guanabats.
Nice.
Nice indeed, finally. Went to see him, fantastic. More about that later on in the show. This is the Needles. Information about the Needles coming up as well after the next song.
Okay.
I'm information crazy this week.
Are you? Good.
Got some Ruby Breastnut coming up this week as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And a very funny Texas Hold'em story. You know me and FaZe. I am officially addicted, by the way.
Yeah.
I've been playing through night after night. I've stopped sleeping.
I know, I've caught you on this sometimes.
I said, blimey, Tony, you're up early. You said, have you stayed up all night again? I went, oh, shit, yeah. That's why I can't go to Vegas, because they say you don't know what time it is in Vegas anyway.
Right.
I wouldn't know what time it was in a place where you didn't know what time it was. I'd probably know the exact time. Two minuses would make a plus, and say, Paul, what time is it? I'd go 6:46 and 38 seconds. They'd go, Rayman, card counter, get him out of here. Knackered.
It's poker time.
It's poker time. What time is it? It's always poker time in the Highwayman's Lodge, let me tell you. I suppose I ought to play the first song.
Yeah.
It's by the Guanabats.
Excellent.
Now, it's from their third album, which is called Rough Edges, and I've had a real problem deciding which ones to actually play. But what I want to know is, Tony, more about the Guanabats later on, actually a lot more about the Guanabats later on. What I want to know is, what is the Guanabats' MySpace page?
myspace.com/Guanabats.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, Internet Nil, and this is the lead track off their third album, Rough Edges. This is brilliant. This is Streetwise.
Yeah.
Streetwise, Streetwise, Streetwise. Ah. Oh, what are you doing there, Tony?
I have a lack of headphones.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lack. But would you like to tell our listeners why you've got a lack of headphones?
I'm a div.
That's the main reason. That's the main reason right there. If things go a bit pear-shaped on the show, more than usual, it's because Tony's a div.
I'm a div.
If you are upset about how the show sounds this week, perhaps you'd like to send an email to Tony at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Tony, you're a div.
I'm a div.
Now, we have a word of the week that I nearly forgot about.
Okay.
This fits in nicely with the Guanabats, actually. More of them later on in the show. Psychobilly Stew at Google. Oh, I was going to give out his email address then. Psychobilly Stew. Stuart Thompson. He sent this. He said, now, I've only just opened this up.
Okay.
So, how this goes... Right, just speak again.
Hello.
Oh, you are there, right. Hey, up. Following on from the glorious man-pain word of the week, I'd like to nominate the word trampain. This is applied to the various types of alcohol you find your local homeless community drinking by the War Memorial or other local landmark. These include Special Brew, Tennent's Super, Gold Label, and any white cider in 2 litre bottles that must cost less than £3 and have the words Lightning, Diamond, White, Ace, or Magic on the label. Keep up the good work, Stu. P.S. It could also mean Tramp Jizz. So there you go, trampain. I think that's fantastic.
That's cool.
Do you fancy doing some trampain later on?
Maybe.
Because I have, of course, bought a 3 litre bottle of cider for £2.42. £2.42, if I'm not mistaken, is about a fifth of a psycho pound.
Yes.
So,
This is about 0.1, isn't it? Is it £13 a psycho pound?
Psycho pound is, what is it, 13.24?
Something like that.
Something like that. And it was £2.42 for 3 litres. Five times that. Five. Yeah, that's about it. So it's about 0.2 of a psycho pound.
I don't know. What is the low denomination of that?
Psycho pence.
Psycho pence.
Of course.
Of course it is.
How could it be anything
else? Not psycho cents.
No, psycho pence. Psycho pounds and psycho pence. So that is about
20
psycho pence. 3 litres of cider. Do you see why this system works?
I do.
It's easy to work out. 20 psycho. But I mean, obviously, you have to get your head around the idea of no decimal anymore, doing everything by measurements of 1,324.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's a perfect system.
In the utopian world of punking.
Thank you, Stuart. That is a fantastic word of the week. Trampain, following on from manpain.
Excellent.
Manpain, as discussed, is the morning after a heavy session piss.
Yeah.
When your urine's got a head on it.
Yeah.
That is manpain. Slightly fizzy. And very refreshing. Trampain is entirely different. It's anything that homeless people drink. I do think that the irony should not be lost on the general public that your tramp's booze of choice is in fact called Tennent's.
Yeah.
But anyway. I'm glad I found that. Right, now, MySpace, latest comments. This is the Planet Smashers, who you didn't quite hear the start of them as well. You didn't hear the start of that quite as well because Tony's a div, of course.
I'm a div.
MySpace, latest comments, myspace.com/punkyradio. We're not doing any MySpace latest comments next week because we haven't had many in. So make sure if you're on MySpace, you do leave us a comment. However, we've got quite a few this week. First one's up from, he's calling himself Mike, but we know him better as the Laughing Man. Car accidents suck, open brackets, not really close brackets. I was hit from behind the other day by a mail truck. I was then taken to a hospital with minor neck trauma and some other shite. The doctors gave me this excellent chiropractor, and when I went to see him, he greeted me with a friendly but horribly out of tune, Cooper Cooper. I instantly went, Milky Pants, having heard this. Wow, Punky. Wow, Punky has a listener who has some intelligence after all. Yay, Mike. Yes, he does, Mike. Well done. And say hi to your chiropractor from us.
Yes.
And perhaps offer him a glass of your man pain.
Why not?
Or your tram pain, depending on your whereabouts. I know things have been tough for you. This is from Regis. Pick the scabs and make them bleed. That's all it says. But I know what that is a reference from.
What is it?
Pick the scabs and make them bleed. It's from a delightful Demented Dog Go song called Clitoris Bite Boogie.
Nice.
Is it that one? Oh, no, it might. No, it might not be. I might have to think. No, it might not be from Clitoris Bite Boogie. I'll have to think about what that's from.
Clitoris Bite Boogie.
It isn't from Clitoris Bite Boogie, because that's suck it in, chew it off, spit it out, watch it bleed.
Right. Oh,
pick the
sweet
scabs and watch them and make them bleed is from one of their songs about a girl who gives that queen of disease. Queen, queen, Queen of Disease, Queen, Queen of Disease. Pick the scabs, make them bleed.
Nice.
It's Queen of Disease. Well done, Regis. Fantastic to see you again last night. What a nice surprise. Rest of the picks are now up in my gallery. Now put me back in your top friends so you don't lose me again. Little Joe from Alcoholic Rats. Yeah, she took loads of photos of Granobats. Make sure she's in our top friends. She's in the top friends on my MySpace page. Okay. Paul B underscore Edwards. Make sure that you visit that and click through to Joe and have a look at Granobats photos. How's the radio show going? We've got three new songs uploaded. If you check them out, let us know what you think. Cheers, Filthy Habits. No! Read the profile. Don't just spam us with things like that. If you'd like us to play you on the show, send us a CD. I wonder what will happen next. I didn't even bother replying to them.
Right.
I just thought, fuck it, that's just spam. Hi, guys. We've just added three new 100 Million Martian songs to our profile. Past, featuring Michael Monroe, is the first single off our new album, Marseille, out in early 2008. I'll Be Alright is a Stiv Battles cover. Excitement of Possibilities, a live recording. Both of them are B-sides of the single. Feel free to download the B-sides. Thanks and all the best, and enjoy 100 Million Martians. I sent him a message. No. It just said, no. Read the profile. We don't muck about getting MP. If you want us to play something, send us a CD.
Yeah.
Final comment on MySpace this week. Just wanted to let you know, open brackets, CD to follow, close brackets, 100 Million Martians.
Nice.
Well done, 100 Million Martians. You are so much better than Filthy Habits. Filthy Habits might be a great band. In fact, I think they might have added us as a friend as well. So I'm going to reserve judgment on them because I haven't listened to them yet. I will get a quick listen when I finally get around to adding them. We've got about 50 people to add. I've fallen behind massively.
Okay.
But yes, if you're a band and you want to play on the show, you do have to send us a CD.
Yeah.
Because if we can't sell it, we're not playing it.
Nope.
So just having something up there for no good at all than other people hearing your stuff, fair enough, but we're out there to make you lots of money. That's why we do it. So yeah, it costs you a few quid, but then a minimum of 10,000 downloaders a week.
That's right.
And all the other ones on internet radio stations and on Pirate FM around the world hear you, so it's worth it. And so ends the MySpace latest comments. That's taking rather a long time. Sorry about that. What with the word of the week as well.
That's fine.
Tony, do you want to save Podcast Alley for the next bit?
Can do.
Because I haven't done emails and messages.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I have. I'm doing Texas Hold'em. No, I'm not. I'll do it later. Do Podcast Alley in the next bit.
Okay.
All right?
That's fine.
Oh, and then you get his a twat as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, what a big section for you.
Thank you very much.
Because it is time for the next song, so you will have to say something briefly, though, Tom.
Okay. Don't forget, if you're on MySpace, I mean, I've been visiting the MySpace group now, and I've posted in it, so... And there are some people posting in it now, so thank you all, but please do visit it.
Oh, well done.
Punky Owns, it's called. Go to myspace.com/punkyradio and follow the link to our group, Punky Owns. The most common thread on there currently is the Never Gonna Die. It's been about a year and a half, I can't remember what it's called now.
Who's
Word Association.
Word Association.
Yeah, it's just Never Gonna Die. But hey, please start some new topics, start some conversations, we'll join in. Find Bear. Bear, if you're listening,
where's Bear?
Where are you, Bear?
That's our the new features. Where's Bear?
Where's Bear?
Have you seen Bear? Send a message to Tony at punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Where's Bear?
Your div.
Your div. Yeah. In fact, from now on, all correspondence with Tony should end with you div. Next track.
Yes.
You've already heard one of their tracks that start the show. The Needles. I'm playing this. This is from the album In Search of the Needles because they're splitting up.
Are they?
Yep, and they're doing a farewell gig. I think it's this weekend. We'll give you the MySpace page any second now. Tony, what one knows, what is The Needles' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheNeedles?
No, MySpace.com/NeedlesUK or NeedlesSuck. NeedlesUK. So that's Paulie being the internet one, Tony one. Make sure you go to their page for details of their final ever gig, which is in a week or two's time. They'll be sorely missed by this show.
Yeah.
And the very best of luck to their component parts. Let's hope they all get together in other bands in the future and are as equally good as The Needles. This is from the album. This is track 10. This is Delivery Day. I got a pass. What does it say? It says 10 living souls have to answer back to me. Now I got a word from the guys above. A big honor coming in, so I better start waking up. Oh, this is my delivery day. Gonna buy the ride and knock them all down. Tomorrow is on the way.
realize what is going on. I'm the regional manager, isn't a word.
So, that was The Needles and Delivery Day, which is cracking track, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cracking. And as I say, great band. They said they've gone as far as they can.
All right,
so
okay.
It's all happy smiley, I think, and it's all
just realised. Yeah.
Big last gig in the native Scotland, I think, and if you're from north of the border, A, sorry about that, and yeah. B, at least you've got a great Needles gig this weekend, but then you'd have another reason to moan, because they'll split up. But yeah, they'll be missed, basically. So, Tone, I'm pretty much going to hand over this section to you, mate.
Okay. Okay, so...
Podcast Alley.
It's a new month, everybody.
It's
December. So please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com. On top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. You can also go to MySpace, myspace.com.
Hold on.
Yes.
And when you do leave a comment... So who your favourite band were?
Your favourite band? Yeah. I don't think we've had any yet.
We haven't yet, but because it's a new month, I'll probably do it this week.
Okay. If you can also do it through MySpace, myspace.com/punkradio. Just enter your email address and hit vote. It will do it for you. And you won't be spammed, and you'll be doing us a massive favour. And it's like,
it helps
a Christmas present for us.
It is.
It's Christmas, folks.
Why not give us an early Christmas present by voting punky?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we'll ask you again in January when it'll be a New Year's present.
Yeah.
But that's
and then we'll ask you in February, it'll be my birthday present. And then we'll ask you in March when it'll be Paul's about to go to LA present. And then we'll ask you in April when it'll be a spring present. Then we'll ask you in May when it'll be nearly Whit Week present. Then we'll ask you in June, it'll be a flaming June present. Then we'll ask you in July, you got any ideas? You see where this is going?
I see where it's going, yeah.
When it'll be a, oh no, we're not in Euro 2008 special.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Tony.
That's fine. Okay, so, Punky kicks ass. All right, Smack Tards, it's December and time to vote again. He's right, you know. Hope you dudes have a great month and beat Super Twatto. That's peace out from Marcus. That's from Marcus XY Rocks.
Thank you very much, Marcus. We will vote for you as soon as we get round to it. And of course, then in August when you do it, it'll be our August Bank Holiday Festival present.
Next one.
Yep.
Sod off your wankers. That's from Gerald Brooks. Thanks for that. That's
sod
fantastic.
Off yourself, Gerald.
Yeah. Well, thanks for voting. Tallyhosis. Always listening. And that's from me.
Always listening. Is that from you?
No, just from me.
Oh, not from you.
I assume that's maybe...
Me.
Always looking.
Is it me then?
It's me.
Oh, it might be, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, might be.
Could be.
Yeah. And then, of course, in September, it'll be an autumn present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show. Good music. And
thanks very much.
Fuck. That's from Phil Pugh.
Phil, you are right. Phil is one of our poker mates.
Oh, is he?
Phil's one of the poker mates, yeah. Phil is a man of poker. He's a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Phil the Pokemon. I'm going to call him that next time.
Remember Phil?
Phil's a good lad as well.
Didn't we beat him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He's quite good, though. But he's mates with Skid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, in October, it'll be a Halloween present.
Punky rocks. Okay. The voice is back. The boys are kicking. The show's on track with Tony's licking.
Oh.
P.S. The backs of stamps are feeling left out. Mark Spooner, thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that some reference to my semen?
I hope not.
It is, isn't it? Didn't we say something last week about what it was good for?
Oh,
absolutely
nothing
except licking stamps.
Sticking stamps, yeah.
Putting stamps down, yeah. Well done, Spoonie. Yeah. Of course, in November, it'll be a bonfire present.
Nice. Yeah. I thought you'd go for Thanksgiving, but what? Bonfire.
Fuck that septic bollocks. I mean, we should celebrate Thanksgiving, actually, because we got rid of
it
all...
It sounds a good party.
Got rid of all the idiots out of this country in one move. One boat. That's right, they make it their melting pot, but the whole nation's been built on 35 pilgrims on a fucking boat. That's inbreeding to the nth degree.
Okay.
And some Native Americans.
So that's all the podcast alley comments.
Spanish.
Don't forget to vote for us.
Poor Regans. And then, of course, we'll be back to December for another Christmas gift. So yay. Keep voting.
That's the
whole
aim,
year.
Aim of the game.
Mexicans. Afro-Caribbeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Chinese.
Is it a twat?
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. I've been MySpacing, Facebooking, emailing, grabbing people on the streets, but we have twats.
Oh, and diplomats.
Yeah. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, which quite a few of you did this week. Thank you all,
Tony, and people from other countries in the world who are just visiting, saying it's not a World Series if there's only you in it. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, thank you all for your nominations this week so
far.
I got a lot of you emailed me. Thank you all so much.
Hey, it worked, didn't it?
It did work.
It did work. You, your
call to arms worked.
Your twat was dry, and now you're surrounded by twat.
It's all moist.
You're swimming in twat.
Swimming in twat. Oh, happy days are here again. The joy of twatdom. Okay.
Of course, you could use the juices of the lady's vagina to lubricate her anus.
This week's from Jill.
If you didn't have any champagne.
Okay. That's all dear. Yeah. You actually made yourself.
I've made myself laugh. Yeah. I might have done a little bit of wee.
Oh, bless you. This week's from Jill.
Sorry, I've got paper pants on.
Long time listener from Canada, man.
Jill Kills.
Jill Kills.
She's fit.
Who knows where she's
fit. And don't she know it?
I was thinking the same thing. But
were you?
Yeah.
What, you think she was fit? You're thinking I'm like MySpacer?
No. I think of the streets thing. I don't go, coming up MySpace in ages. It's great.
Yeah, well, you want to fuck MySpace, don't you?
Fuck MySpace.
Yeah, I love it.
I joined the Fuck MySpace group on Facebook.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. Not many of us. Building up a little group.
There's a fantastic new group on Facebook that's called Actually Mohammed is a really good name for a teddy bear.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so the twat's name is John. The last name must be left unknown for reasons not able to be mentioned.
It's not John Major, is it?
No.
Right.
Where are they from? St. Clair College, Windsor, Ontario.
It's another local then.
Another local.
We have quite a lot of Windsor types, don't we?
Yes.
We're very popular in that part of Canada.
And apparently lots of twats.
There's loads of them around there, mate. Trust me.
Who'd have thunk it? The reason. Okay. So we're coming up to finals for her programme, and it's a hell of a lot of work. Mr. John here, all through the semester, has been swiping my ideas for my animations and making them his own, and getting them approved by the professor, even before I realise what he's done. So there's me, sitting working on my animation, and by the time I'm ready to get it approved by the prof, he's already done it.
What they should do, right, rather than just us calling him a twat, yeah, they should get a frying pan and just go boing and hit him like in the cartoons. Go there, take that, your animation wank pop.
Acme frying pans.
Yeah, of course, Acme.
Of course.
All the best products are made. Actually, all the worst products are made by Acme, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because the
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote. He buys everything from Acme, none of it works.
You'd think he'd learn, wouldn't you?
You'd think he'd learn by now. Stupid canine.
Yeah. So anyway, so Jill gets to look like a complete douchebag for copying someone's art.
Meep meep.
I don't know about the UK, but if you copy somebody's work in Canada, you can get kicked out of your programme.
Oh, they're harsh in Canada. Harsh. They've got
where?
Canadian. Sorry.
So I went to the presser and explained that this has happened several times and whatnot, and he said, oh well. So I guess my prof could be the twat as well.
Yeah,
so technically,
it's a double twatter.
John and Rich are the biggest twats ever.
Yeah, so go for it. Music stop anyway. So
John and Rich from Windsor, Ontario,
is a twat. Nice.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad that's back. Lord Bishop, he rocks.
He does.
Lord Bishop rocks.
He's king of sex rock.
Not only does Lord Bishop rocks, but he got in touch with us this week. And he said, hey, well, you know what he's like. He said, hey, yo, hey, how's it going? Ow!
Take us to the bridge.
Did we discuss James Brown last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. No, because I couldn't remember whether I'd spoken to you about it or on air, but that would be great. We haven't had anyone yet. Send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, I acted like James Brown by the photocopier, if you have done. Right? Stage it, get a mate with a cape and do it, it'll be great. We'll read it out. It could become a regular feature.
Mate with a cape. That's another feature you want.
Mate with a cape. We all need a mate with a cape. Anyway, Lord Bishop, he's always on tour, but we're just going to do the British dates this week. And we already missed some because he got to us too late. The people that saw it on tour, whatever reason, it reached us too late. And we haven't got his new album, but it is on its way. He's posted his one. Right. However, this Friday, the 7th, he's at the Frog and Nightgown in Worksop.
Worksop.
Are you going to try and get to that?
I can't.
Can't you?
I'm doing a gig with the Gonads, quite a big thing.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. Anyway, he's on in Worksop, which means he'll see... Oh, Skid's left, hasn't he?
Skid's left?
Skid's left the Frog.
Has he?
Think so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Think so, yeah. Not absolutely sure, but anyway, we might see Skid there. And then on the 8th, he's at Riff's Bar in Swindon.
Nice.
And on the 15th, the Funhouse in Alloa. And 17th, Trillions in Newcastle, which is a shame because I'm in Newcastle the week after, but that's another story. So anyway, if you do get the chance to check out any of those shows, do go. He's fantastic live.
He's awesome.
And just to say thank you to him for being so brilliant with us, yeah. We're going to play a song of his that we've played before.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Lord Bishop's MySpace page? Bit of pressure, isn't it?
A little bit of pressure because I know what it's not. Sex Rock UK.
No, myspace.com/LordBishop.
Is it?
Yeah. This is Last Train Home. Sell your soul to defend your land. Spill your blood for the killer man. No solution, baby. It's the last train home. No solution. It's the last train home. Watch death every day. You wonder, is my hell on the way? No solution, baby. It's the last train home. No solution. It's the last train home. Guitar singing. It certainly is the last train home, and that is from his fantastic album that I've got here, Power to the People, Lord Bishop Rocks, loud rock music, and it is, look at that front cover, Tone. It's just brilliant, isn't it? He's like, come on.
Fuck the power.
Make sure that you buy that. Now, obviously, we've been gassing during that, and I haven't got the next bit ready, which I'm now going to try and do. So, here goes, because it's right here. It is about a show. You'd think I'd been drinking huge amounts of vodka and fiery ginger beer, wouldn't
you?
It
is quite fiery near the bottom of the glass, you know.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's less cheeky, more fiery.
The vodka settles, I think. I think it might be a little bit more concentrated down the bottom.
Concentrated.
Big pardon. I need to concentrate here. Right, what am I doing here? Oh, there we go. Right. Now, thing is, Tony.
Yeah.
I've been asking this quite a lot. I'm getting a little bit tired of the fact that you haven't been... But have you looked at GoDaddy.com yet?
Unfortunately, no. I've been in pool and they've had no internet. It's out.
You're starting to run out of excuses, young man. You really are. Yeah. Let me tell you about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions and...
He's podcasting!
So all you would be toadies out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code which is
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, Zombie Ghost Train have got a new album out. They're the ones we're listening to right now.
Yeah.
Haven't sent it, though, but I think they're on Raucous Records now, and Raucous never sent us anything.
Are they from Australia?
Zombie Ghost Train are from Australia, yeah. Right. They're the least Australian-looking Australians you'll ever see.
Okay.
They do look like they're from Transylvania, really.
Right. Excellent. Will we get the new album?
And they've been on a huge tour. I'm trying to. I've been in touch with the label saying when he sends it, and they're like, "Oh, we don't know." They just send us it.
I don't know. Look at them. Don't they know who we are?
you think they would know, wouldn't you? Really?
Yeah.
Right. I can't remember what else. You know, say something for me, will you?
Okay. If you are on Facebook, everybody. Please do feel free to add us and join the Punky group. But you'd have to join Facebook to do it. You can't just view it from the outside world. So join Facebook, search for Punky as a group and join it. And feel free to start the conversations. You can also add us, me and Paul, we're both on there. Just search for either me, Tony Hearn, or Paul B. Edwards, and add us as friends.
Yes.
Yes. And hey, while you're there, play poker with us. Play Scrabble with us. Under both of our on profiles, you'll be able to add us as friends and challenge us to poker or poker. Poker or poker? Scrabble or poker?
Yeah, Scrabble or poker.
Yeah,
I've managed to get my Scrabble down to 2 games, which
mine's
I'm very pleased about.
Three.
Oh, no, 3 games. I'm still on 3 games.
Okay.
And, but my poker's going out of control. I am going to have to do something about it. This is a serious addiction. I mean, it's free. It doesn't really harm me other than deprive me of sleep, because I find I win most of my games at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Which is obviously when I'm playing the Americans.
Yeah.
Here's the next song.
Everywhere you go, I'll be passing by. If you take a plane, I'll be in the sky.
So, that was Scaramanga 6 and Lifeblood Running Dry. Tony, what do you think of that?
Nice.
All right, isn't it? All right.
Nice, that.
That's from their album, beg pardon, The Dance of Death.
Nice.
It's mostly ballads.
Okay.
And fantastic band that just sent us a CD, did it the right way.
Sent us a CD,
said, let us know when you play us, if you play us. We'd love you to have it. Brilliant, Scaramanga 6. That's fantastic.
See, that's what you want.
That is how it's done. It's a nice product. It's actually beautifully packaged. I've just remembered about the looking through. Because you know when you get CDs through and there's like, it's a like one bit of card gatefold. Check the gloss out on that.
Ooh.
It's nice, isn't it? I could rub that against me and get hard.
This is maybe 40-50 grams paper.
You need to talk into my computer on that, Tony, your vocal on it.
I can't hear it. Is it 40, 50 gram paper, this, reckon?
Or it's certainly very nice, yeah.
Maybe near 100, it's nice. Yeah.
It's the kind of stuff I would print psycho pounds on.
It's the kind of stuff I know about my porn on.
Oh, very good, yeah. Well, yeah, at least you buy
shiny.
Good, at least you buy good quality porn,
that's right. Best of three, though, we all know that.
None of this razzle and escort for you, Tony. It's penthouse only.
That's right.
A little bit more sophisticated, but it does take longer to wank.
That's right.
So, yeah, what I want to know is, Tony, however, is what is the Scaramanga 6's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/the Scaramanga 6's.
No, the Scaramanga 6. I am going to give you that.
Oh.
If you get this right, is it the number 6 or is it the word 6?
Number 6.
No, word 6.
Oh.
Poorly be the internet. 3, Tony 1, isn't Ooh. It? Yeah. You're under pressure, mate. You're under serious pressure. This is Mustang Lightning. Now, what follows is, and we will play something else from them in a few, because if you do send us a CD, we don't just settle for one track. We'll play a couple off it.
Yeah.
We're going to make it worth your while. That's what I'm saying, basically. Now, as I've already alluded to, I'm rather keen on poker. And I'm rather keen on poker on Facebook, right? And Texas Hold'em, the application that Facebook have got, when they've got this issue where basically people in the UK particularly keep getting disconnected from the server.
Yeah.
And when they do, they just lose their points. If you're in a tournament, you lose your points. So I emailed them back one time. And since then, I've built up a relationship with Wendy from Texas. I love Wendy. She's fantastic.
Aww.
Right? Anyway. I am going to read out some of these emails as I tell this story, okay? But I was Thursday night, I think, last week. I think it was Thursday or Friday. No, Thursday I was in the house. Thursday I was in the house stoned, right? Friday.
Someone stoned you again.
Yeah, Friday, absolutely hammered, yeah. Entered a competition. Was it Friday? No, it was Thursday. And I was in a 1,000 chip tournament and I got a royal flush.
Oh, right.
Right. Went all in, obviously. No, everyone else went all in because there's all these picture cards there and I took out about 4 people, right?
Nice.
It was absolutely brilliant and I'm getting congratulations from all over the globe. Wow, you got a royal flush, you know. It's just luck, really. But this is what happened. I sent her an email about it. Wendy. Coming second in a 1,000 chipper, got a royal flush. Nearly cried. Then 3 hands later, I was disconnected from the server. 2:30 a.m. GMT approx. Bloody robot. I had, I think, 2,145 chips at the time. Now.
Right.
If you get disconnected from the server, they give you your fee back.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So if you lost a grand, they'll give you the grand back if you get through to them, right?
Yeah.
I finished the email. Grr, can I have my feedback, pretty please? Got this back from Wendy. Sorry, restored 3,145. Best, Wendy. Get in.
Nice.
Lost grand. Actually, got nearly as much as winning the bloody thing. Thank you, Wendy. You obviously messed up there. Weren't paying a lot of attention, but I appreciate it. Right. Now, that's all very well. Until the next day. All right, Wendy, thank you so much. Now listen to this. When I got... Oh, sorry, this was about an hour later. Wendy, thank you so much. Now listen to this. When I got frozen out of that one, I got so wound up, I thought, fuck it, I'll enter another one. Bought in, rolled a joint, smoked it, and promptly fell asleep in front of it. I'm a quite ridiculous man. Thanks again, Paulie B. Phil Pugh was up.
Right.
This must have been the Thursday. The other one must be ready. Phil Pugh was up. I said, Phil, do you want to do one more? He went, yeah, all right. I entered it. And he heard nothing else from me. Because I just fell asleep in front of it. However, I woke up 5th. So many people have folded. Because after 6 folds, it automatically lobs you out.
Yeah.
I folded 5 times, woke up, saw I was 5th, went to play, missed it, I was out. She said, ah, ha, 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 what was your buy-in for that one? Like, I'm just fell asleep, right? So, oh, no, I've just got rid of it. Can I get it back? Can I get it back? Can I get... No. Oh, man. Tony, say something for a minute, will you? Because I need to get this back.
Okay. If you don't know how to add Texas Hold'em, go to the My Pause page, add Play Poker With Me at the bottom, and you have to add the application, and just do it.
Idiot.
And just go in there, you'll be given so many free chips to play, and you can join either tables at random, or you can play a tournament, which is what we do, but you need to go in the tables first. And then play about a bit, talk amongst your friends.
So annoyed.
Why don't you flirt with random people?
Yes.
That's what everybody else does.
The beauty
does.
Of Texas Hold'em is, if someone's winding you up, you can just mute them.
Oh, we love the mute.
We love muting. Don't we? I actually quite like to wind people up and then mute them before they get the chance to reply and then just ignore them.
That really pisses them off.
Oh, it winds them up. But it makes them angry. And when it makes them angry, they then do something silly.
Yeah.
So, you know, always thinking.
Reap the rewards.
Now, yeah, I'm so sorry about that, Tony. I hit the X when I meant to hit the scroll up.
Right.
And then it all, you know, knickers. Right, so here goes. I am getting this back. Sorry about this, but it's the vodka and ginger beer.
Fiery.
Right.
But cheeky.
Right, here goes. Where are we here? Oh, no, I've got miles to go here. This is going to be a really long bit.
Okay.
What? Hang on. Where's the...
Okay, poker.
Right. What was your buy-in for that one? We're back, right. I said, Wendy, again, another 1,000 chip game, and the first hand I'd won it in about a day. Hang on. I've missed something. Oh, it must have been another email that I sent her. No, because she actually put, ah, ha, 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 what was you buying for that one? And then I sent her something else that we've had to lose here because it's on another thing and I haven't got all day. So, anyway. Oh, no, I said another thousand chip game, blah, blah, blah. I would make sure you listen to the Punky that will be up next Monday, Texas Hold'em Special. That's this, right?
Okay.
So then I get this thing back. Sorry, restored some points last evening. Finally listened to the podcast, Riotous. Wendy from Texas Hold'em is a podcast listener, Punky Ray listener. Haven't heard back from the team reposting a link anywhere. It's an extremely busy time fixing bugs, enhancing functionality, working on new features as well as new games. Have you been experiencing any connection issues, for example, not being able to connect to any servers for a time? We've received sporadic reports of this from players in the UK. If so, or if you know anyone who has, are you, they, on Bebo as well? If you are, we are releasing some games on Bebo, and it'd be great if you could... Oh, blah, blah. So he's working on the connection issues. Right, this is the GM, right? So I said, Wendy, thanks for that. No, I'm not on Bebo, but yes, there are regular connection issues to servers, and sometimes it takes about 5 goes just to get on. Mind you, once I do get connected, I can't get off. I absolutely love it. Glad you like the podcast. The one that goes up next Monday will feature my various poker stories of the last week, so make sure you take an hour or so to listen. Or listen to it while you work. Finally, and this is a bit cheeky. Oh, no, this is about... getting Kathy some bits back. So I could have not read that email out, in fact. And then she sorted Kathy out, and then I just went out again after one hand, 5:55 a.m. trying again, poorly B, sorry, restored, thank you Wendy. And then I put, I love you. I also got so angry I entered a 5k and came second, so I felt a bit guilty for moaning, poorly B, because 5k second place wins you 13.5 grand. She smiled about that. And then I said, oh, I don't believe it, Wendy. I've just been kicked from a 1,000-chip tourney for saying someone needed a fag. I meant cigarette. That's the other thing. They'll kick you out for swearing.
Do they?
They'll kick you. If you swear repeatedly, you get kicked from the tournament.
Oh, right.
And this girl said, I really need a cigarette. I said, you need a fag? He went, don't say fag. Right? And then I said, you need a cigarette? She said, fag. So anyway, you have to spell it F space A space G.
Right.
So I now don't say cigarette. I say C-I-G-A. R-E-T-T-E, so as not to get in any trouble. Because, oh, so anyway, so I don't believe it, Wendy. I've just been kicked from 1,000-chip tourney for saying someone needed a fag. I meant cigarette. I was in second place, grr. There were only 4 left, grr. Not only are you disconnecting people in the UK randomly, but are also kicking us out of games for using our own language. Ha ha. Girl, I'm keeping you busy, aren't I, poorly bit. I have nearly got through this time, sorry. Right, and she said, and I got this message back saying, yeah, we're persecuting you blokes for your language. Points restored. Have fun, Wendy. How nice.
Blimey.
And that's all that we need to do. Sorry, that turned into a very, very boring story. In fact, that was, in fact, an hilarious story. The funny thing that I want to say just briefly about this is that I was playing one game. I think Phil might have been in the game. I've been having a terrible run of luck, absolutely terrible luck. Going, I can't get a card. I just want to run, just want to straight. And then I had to go all in. I was nearly out, and I was automatically all in.
Yeah.
Somehow won the hand, and someone said, your luck's turned. And as they did it, the next two cards came for the next hand, and it was a pair of aces. I said, you're telling me my luck's turned. I've got a pair of aces now. And everyone went, lol, lol. Then it turns over an ace. Right, and I've typed up, this is great for a bloke with two aces who's all in. And they're going, right, whatever. Right, and then another ace comes up, right? And I've gone, brilliant, four of a kind, aces. I'm unbeatable. I'm so glad I'm all in. They're all gambling away, playing their own game,
yeah.
Working out who's got full houses and who hasn't. And they're going, and eventually everyone was all in, right? And I said, boys, I've got four aces. And they go, yeah, right, lol, whatever, laugh out loud, ruffle, LMAO, yeah, turns over, four aces. Some bloke had a go at me for bluffing. Because he was out. He goes, you fag, didn't get kicked. You fag, that's so gay. You bluffed me. So I went, no, I didn't. I told you I'd got two aces, and I've got two aces. How is that bluffing? Sorry, mate, that took absolutely ages. So, without further ado, and I'm sorry this bit is taking so long, I will do the next bit faster. We haven't heard from Ruby Bresnahan in a while.
Okay, no.
Various issues. This is already nearly out, isn't it? Sagittarius, is this out now?
We're into Capricorn. I have no idea about
it. We're into Capricorn, but anyway, this is Clito and Sagittarius. So, and we love Ruby Bresnahan, and we love Clito the Brito with the Punky Radio Show.
Oh yes, Ruby Breastnut here, aka Clito the Non-Clairvoyant, and her kitty bang, the gatekeeper of all bad spirits, of course. Oh, hello there, Punky Ratio Show with you, Paul and Tony. I miss you so much. A big kiss over there on your private parts. Oh, yes, we're back for another astrology horoscope reading. Oh, dear, I forgot to say that I came from England and I've got an English accent. Anybody ready for some tea? Oh, there, Sagittarians, we're going to talk about you today. You Saggies, you whatever you are, you're half horse, half man, you're half full of shit is what you really are, but we love you anyway because you're always the life of the party. And boy, do you get around. Oh, too many girlfriends and too many boyfriends and too many this and too many that. You're just a big clown. Bonk, bonk on your nose. And, of course, wherever that hangs out or sticks out. But you Sagittarians are going to have a wonderful, wonderful year. Not the end of the year, you have some problems. You drink too much, absolutely. You potty, 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 potty. And you poop, 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 potty, poop, you know? And you guys have a big, big problem about staying celibate. There goes that word again, butt. A kick in the butt. Oh, Sagittarians, you have a wonderful year coming up because not only are you going to get caught up with all your back karma. Wait a minute, let me slip into alpha again. Ding! Oh, there we are. Oh, dear, Sagittarians, your past was absolutely glamorous when you were a child, but as you grew older, you got a little messy there. So you've got some old clearing the air, so to speak, until you get caught up for your future. But you will meet the right one, and you will get laid probably continuously until the day you die of AIDS. Okay, I'm going to sign off right now, and it's back to you, and I hate to be so dramatic all the time, but you know me, I'm Clito the Non-Clairvoyant. Just give me a big old wet kiss on the side of my cheek, and I'll tell you if you're good enough for me to bed. Okay, I love you guys. See you later.
Save me! Just a break! What's free? Now you're ready!
That is a band that we'd never heard of before, and a CD arrived with a Visual Offence, Tony. What do you think of Visual Offence?
Visual Offence, they were great.
They're great, aren't they? This is from their album. It's just self-titled, Visual Offence. It's got 11 tracks on it. Came out in 2005. They're based in Norwich, and what I like about this is that their record label was called A Fine City, which as you go into Norwich, it says, welcome to Norwich, a fine city.
Yeah.
These boys are cool. Visual Offence there, and let me see if I've got any. What I'd like to know is, Tony, before I go any further, what is Visual Offence's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Visual Offence.
Yes, it is. It's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 2, and I have a feeling you're going to know the last MySpace.
Wicked.
This could be a draw this week. Time for me to talk about the Guanabats properly.
Right. Okay.
Now, Guanabats were one of the, in my opinion, three principal psychopathy bands. They were a bit second wave in that the two first ones were Meteors and King Kurt. Guanabats were hot on their heels. I first saw Guanabats in 1987, so 20 years ago.
Okay.
They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, next year. They're going to be playing the Psychobilly meeting in Spain next year, which I've booked a week off to go to.
It nice.
Was at Calleja, but it's now at Pineda del Mar, about 30 miles up the road from Barcelona. Week on a beach, at night, Psychobilly band.
Nice.
What a brilliant holiday for me. Anyway, Visual Offence, before I do it, Visual Offence, do make sure that you check them out. Check their MySpace page, myspace.com/visual offence. Guanabats, why don't you see them at Dingwalls? Now, I've played Dingwalls on many occasions because in the week, Friday, Saturday, it's Jonglers Camden.
Okay.
And then they have gigs on there that are Dingwalls as well. So when I found out they were playing down there, I had to go. And I got in touch with Pip, the lead singer, and said, listen, I'm coming down. I don't mind paying for my ticket, but can I maybe have a chat with you while I'm there? And I also would like to find out about rights. He said, look, our manager will be there. You can have a word with him. Went down there, interviewed Pip. Now, you know me and interviews.
Yeah.
How they don't always go well.
Yeah.
Did it as soon as I showed up. Stone cold sober.
Nice.
He's a lovely bloke. Easiest interview I've ever done. In fact, I mention it in the interview.
Okay.
What a great interview this was. I'm going to let Pip tell you about it, really. I'm going to just play the interview out, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, suffice to say, they've got a number of brilliant albums about. Some are in print, some aren't. There's a couple of best ofs out. That he also tells you about in the interview. They are a brilliant live act.
Hmm.
Absolutely fantastic live act. Just different class. And just they're making every song. He goes, this one's for so-and-so. We've got so-and-so. It's been their favourite song for years. This one's for so-and-so. We're going to do this one now for you. This one's for so-and-so. And he's talking to everyone in the crowd. And he's just brilliant. I can't... I know I sound like an old woman who's come up from the bingo, but... absolutely brilliant live. And he is relocated to California. I'm just going to play the interview out. This is Cemetery Surfers, by the way. Okay. But I am going to play the interview out now, if I can work out how to do it. Hang on. Right, here you go. So I'm going to stop this. Now, this is 5 minutes long, but it's worth it. This is me interviewing the lead singer of the Guanabats, one of my heroes from the old days. First time I've ever met him. Check him out. Lovely bloke.
Paul B. Edwards, Punky Radio, now joined backstage at Dingwalls by Pip from the Guanabats. Hello, Pip.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. So you moved out to LA how long ago?
15 years, yeah. Decided the band was over, I was moving on, but they kind of followed me over there, so we're still going.
So is that the case? Are the whole band over in LA now?
Just the bass player moved over, but we have a guitarist and a drummer that we use over there, and then we also have Stuart and John that play with us over here, so we kind of... we're split into two different countries, so, but it works well.
Right, so does that mean that the guitarist you've got over there, have you got him wearing jumpers?
he's more of a tattooed kind of Italian looking guy, so yeah, he don't wear any jumpers.
So he fits the band a bit better than Stuart, don't you?
Exactly, he's better looking as well.
So what have you got coming up then?
We got a gig pretty much every month for the next few months in LA. December 8th we're at Safari Sam's in Hollywood. January 19th at the Duke Joint in Anaheim, and then Orange County Fairgrounds for a big tattoo convention in February. So we've got pretty steady work over there, and we're trying to get together a little tour at the moment, whether it's on our own or with Tiger Army. We've got to figure that out. So.
Oh, cool. And will we see you at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain next year?
Yes.
Oh, we will.
Official.
Because
yes.
I am going to go. They've moved resort, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for 5 years or however long, they've been begging us to play, and we just haven't been able to, because it was always on July 4th weekend. Of course, in America, that's a big holiday, and we've always got other stuff going on. So they changed the resort for next year, and they also changed the time. It's like a week before, so I can make
right.
it this year.
No, that's interesting, because yeah. I thought that they'd moved it so I could go.
Oh, yeah.
But they've actually moved it for you, haven't they?
For right. me, yeah, so I can go, yeah. yeah.
So what's the deal with Guanabat's CDs on sale at the moment? Is there a best of out or anything? Or?
Yeah, there's a couple of best ofs that have come out over the years. One of them, we actually chose the songs. The other one, the record label chose the songs, and we didn't like that one too much. But we don't actually own the rights to our stuff anymore.
As we've discussed.
Yeah. So, not so good. So, I've actually just wrote a bunch of songs in the last couple of months, and we should be doing, it's exclusive here, I haven't told anyone yet, but we should be doing a new album. It should be out in spring.
So it's going to be a new Guanabat album?
Because I
read the article in The Wrench, because I do a column in that as well.
Where I basically blew the whole thing off and said,
I'm too lazy, but then you are
I went through like a 12-hour period and wrote 7 songs. It just flowed out of me. So I was like, holy fuck, we got an album. So.
But hold on though. What's the lineup going to be? Are you going to have Stuart on it, or are you going to have the other fella?
That's what we're debating right now.
Oh, is it? Right? You're going to have 2 guitarists.
What we might do is either have 2 guitarists on every track, or we might have the stuff that I've written over there with Gene, our guitarist there, and then Stuart maybe will write another 6 or 7 songs, and then we'll record that with him and kind of have a
joint. And will you let Stuart sing one?
I'll try.
He did a good job of Catherine, didn't he?
Yeah, a lot of people like that song.
Well, do you know, the first time I heard it, I thought, Pitt must have had a cold that day.
Yeah, so,
is there anything that you'd like to say for our listeners on Punky Radio?
We're just really excited about the kind of new turnaround of all this, you know, that started picking up again. You know, really, we haven't done much to contribute to that, but we're definitely going to jump in and enjoy it while it lasts again. So, you know, it's down to bands like Tiger Army and Necromantics and that have just kept going and, you know, doing club gigs 300 nights a year and got it all up and running again, especially in the States. And now there's a demand for us, so we're pretty thankful and we're excited about playing again.
Cool. And just on the off chance I can get the rights to play your stuff, if there's one Guanabat song I can play, what would it be?
You know, my favourite song is actually The One, which was off the last album, but I seem to be the only one who likes that song, so I think I'm just a bit warped. I would say probably something like I'm on Fire, Radio Sweetheart.
See that covers? I can't play those. I don't know why you like the covers so much. There's a Guanabat original.
Ashamed of our old
days. Guanabat's original from the old days.
From the old days. So it wouldn't be King Rat. I can't fucking stand that song anymore.
Just have to do an encore tonight.
That's the only song we've played at every gig in 25 right. years, so I'm sick to death of that song, but it's alright to play it, but I don't like listening to it anymore. Of our own stuff, I would say probably something off the Electric Light album. It'd be like Texas.
No Matter How?
Yeah, I like No Matter How.
I really like No Matter How.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, let's see if we can sort it out, we'll play that.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Alright, cheers.
Cheers, man.
Alright.
down by a canyon.
So there you go, Guana Bats. How brilliant is that?
It's been a while coming.
I know it has been a while. And we'll be playing another track of theirs next week.
Excellent.
Because there's another one of theirs that I want to play off. In fact, I might play two next week as well.
Okay.
Because then I could play one off
celebrate.
The critical four albums that were their main bit.
Right.
I played off three and four this week, so I'll play off one and two next week.
Okay.
All right. Because I just love them. And it's like, if I play one off each album, it's not affecting anything. It's not going. It's not saying no point buying it. He's played everything off it or anything. It's just it's one off each. If you can get hold of them, the ones that I've got on CD, actually, I've got three and four on one CD that came out on Dojo in 1993. Blimey! And I've got one and two that came out on Slogan in 1992. So there you go. And they look very similar, but they're on different labels.
Yeah.
Look at that. Weird, isn't it?
Wow.
So yeah, the first two albums were called Hell Down at Last and Loan Sharks, and I have given away one of the tracks we're playing next week already. It's my favourite, right? What are one of those, Tony? What is Guana Bats MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the Guana Bats.
Yes, no, Guana Bats, you've already had one go at it. I've won.
I've got the memory of a goldfish.
I've won. I thought that was going to be three all. It's probably been the internet for Tony too. We are doing a brief we're doing a competition as well for a t-shirt.
Right,
okay. We have a Guana Bats t-shirt to give away. Send your answer to the following question to paulieb at punkyradio.com, titling your email Guana Bats competition, please.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is, where does Pip now live?
Okay.
If you just listen to it, you'll know he said, where does he now live? If you think you know, send an email paulieb at punkyradio.com, titling your email Guana Bats competition, and telling me where Pip lives and giving me your email address, details, etc. Alright, and hopefully you'll be the lucky person that wins it. Now, we might run this for Fortnite, might do it next week as well.
Yeah.
Alright, and because then we can kind of say who's won at Christmas, and then I can send it at Christmas, can't we?
Okay.
Because they're all not far off Christmas.
Yeah.
So it might reach you by Christmas. So that sounds great. That's about it, Tony. Please do vote for us. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! Now, the thing is, Tone, it's not been like normal shows, has it? It's all been a little bit different. We've done back announcing, we've done forward announcing, we've fucked up in places, we've messed up here, we've messed up there.
We're sitting on fantasy sofas.
I think I need another trampoline.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.